91X News.
It's 15 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Kristen Oschlegel. It was a dry, hot summer in the Quinte region, but just how bad was it? Sean Macy has more.
Water levels in the Quinte region are the lowest they've been since 2002, which is when the process was overhauled to better maintain levels. The levels are measured on a scale of 1 to 3, 3 being the worst. Earlier in the summer, the region was at a 3, but recently it has gone down to a 2. Brian Keane from Quinte Conservation said more wet weather is still needed.
Where do we stand? We have some rainfall, but not enough. We still require more in order to bring the watershed back to normal conditions.
Keane says he expects levels to increase over the next few months, but this year has been too unpredictable to know for sure. Sean Macy, 91X News, Belleville.
Belleville has been commemorating the legacy of Terry Fox since 1981, when the city's first Terry Fox run took place. But due to a lack of volunteers, this year's run was canceled. Next year's organizer, Vicky Samaras, says that never should have happened.
But when I went for the run on Sunday, I mean, I think I was bawling the whole time. It was just so sad because I thought, you know, wow, this shouldn't be happening. It's the Terry Fox run. It's not something that's kind of a fad, you know, and a today type of foundation. This is one that we need to sustain from the legacy of Terry Fox and what he represents.
Samaras, whose own family has been touched by cancer, has participated in the run in Belleville for the past 2 years. She says she won't let the event be canceled next year. 95 cents for every dollar raised at the run goes towards cancer research. The NHL lockout might have a bigger impact on the area than expected. 91X reporter Sarah Armour has the story.
On April 1st, Sterling, Ontario was announced as the winner of Crafts Hockeyville contest. They were the clear winner, beating other towns by over 1 million votes. Sterling not only won the name of Hockeyville, but also won $100,000 in arena upgrades, a CBC Hockey Night in Canada broadcast from their community, and the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game. Now, their preseason game between the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Columbus Blue Jackets, scheduled for October 3rd, may be in jeopardy because of the recent NHL lockout. Residents are staying positive, but concerns are still present.
It is very disappointing. After all that work, it's been like 2 years that we've been, putting this all together and lots of hours spent organizing stuff and that. But it just seems to be the way of the pro sports world these days.
The community is continuing to take a positive approach to the situation, with a parade celebrating the Stanley Cup planned for September 30th. However, no one seems to have the answer to the question of whether the preseason game will still happen.
That was 91X reporter Sarah Armour. The Canadian Auto Workers Union says it's holding constructive talks with General Motors. That says Chrysler is only confirming that its talks with the union are ongoing. The union canceled a Monday night strike deadline to give Chrysler and GM more time to review the tentative 4-year deal it reached with Ford that it wants to serve as the basis for other contracts. A new report says RCMP use of stun guns continued to drop in 2010. The RCMP watchdog found that threatened or actual use of the taser by RCMP officers dipped by 14% from 2009, continuing a downward trend. The Commission for Public Complaints against the RCMP says actual firing of the taser declined by more than one quarter from the previous year. The commission examined 597 reports filed by officers who either used their taser or pulled it out of a holster. Brewing concerns about taser use bubbled over in 2007 when a Polish immigrant died at the Vancouver airport after being hit with an RCMP stun gun. In spring 2010, the Mounties introduced a new taser policy, saying that they would fire them at people only when they're hurting someone or clearly about to do so. The NDP accuses the federal Conservatives of endangering the fragile economic recovery and is calling on the Prime Minister to meet the Premiers in an economic forum in November. That prompted Government House Leader Peter Van Loan to launch a vigorous defense of the Tory track record in the House of Commons.
We actually believe the solution is lower taxes, not higher taxes, and a carbon tax. That's why we've lowered taxes for the average Canadian family $3,300, because that, guess what? That is what affects personal families in their personal pocketbooks and improves their standard of living.
In a speech to his caucus earlier in the day, NDP leader Tom McClare described recent cuts to federal spending made by the Tories as reckless. Alberta's top court has upheld a judge's ruling that a 2-year-old child allegedly abused by her parents should be taken off life support. The appeal court ruled that each parent will be allowed a final 20-minute visit with the girl. The parents have been charged with aggravated assault, criminal negligence causing bodily harm, and failing to provide the necessities of life. Charges that could be upgraded if the child dies. The court dismissed an application that its decision be stayed to allow an appeal to the Supreme Court. A Court of Queen's Bench justice agreed with the doctors last week that it is in the girl's best interest to be removed from the machines, keeping her alive and be provided with palliative care. That's 91X News to 405. Sports and weather are next.
Hey, hon, how's the tent coming along?
40 minutes, and I still haven't gotten it right. What about you?
Got the car unloaded, took the kids down to the beach, started a fire, and now I'm ready to enjoy a nice cold one from Gateway Brewing Company. Mmm, nothing better than a fresh, locally brewed beer from Gateway.
For sure. Hey, can I have one?
Of course, dear, right after you get this tent set up.
Oh.
Gateway Brewing Company and Tap Room, 33 Ontario Street, across from Price Chopper in Trenton. Call 394-1010.
91X Sports. Fighting could end up costing players more than 5 minutes in the penalty box in the Ontario Hockey League this season. The league announced several rule revisions today, with some noteworthy changes on how the league will handle supplemental discipline. Players who exceed 10 fighting majors will face suspensions from the 11th fight on. They will get 2-game bans for every fighting major assessed after the first 10, and 4 games if they are deemed the instigator. From the 16th fighting major on, the player's team is fined $1,000. The OHL also announced it will be adjusting its playoff format. The higher-ranked team in a playoff series will host the first 2 games, while the lower-ranked team hosts the next 2. The final 3 games would be alternate. Currently, all 7 games in a playoff series alternate between the 2 cities. The NHL confirmed today that league employees are now on a 4-day work week and taken 20% pay cut. This development comes after the Ottawa Senators and Florida Panthers announced staff layoffs. The Washington Capitals star Alexander Ovechkin has joined Dynamo Moscow of the Russia-based KHL. The team said in a statement that Ovechkin has undergone medical exams and already participated in training. Ovechkin will be with the team for the duration of the NHL lockout. In the NFL, the Washington Redskins receiver Joshua Morgan says he has received death threats on Twitter because of his fourth quarter blunder and the loss to the St. Louis Rams. Morgan received an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty for throwing the ball at an opposing player. That cost the Redskins valuable field position during the team's final drive in Sunday's 31-28 defeat. Morgan said the threats are keeping him focused and he wasn't tempted to discontinue his Twitter account. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series heads to the New Hampshire Motor Speedway on Sunday afternoon for the running of the Sylvania 300. Sprint Cup driver Denny Hamlin says this weekend presents an opportunity to move up in the standings.
I feel like it's an opportunity track for us to continue to gain points. It's the tracks like Dover which you hope to just maintain and put a band-aid on your program, but I think for the most part, when we get to Loudoun, it's the one track I have in my mind of that we can win at.
The Toronto Blue Jays are on field in New York, kicking off a doubleheader against the Yankees. The Blue Jays hope to play spoiler. The Yankees enter today's action tied with Baltimore atop the AL East. The Jays are without shortstop Yunel Escobar, who is serving a 3-game suspension after playing a game with a homophobic slur written under his eyes. Canada will have its choice of surface and venue when it hosts top-ranked Spain in the first round of the 2013 Davis Cup World Group. That gives Canada the advantage of choosing the best surface to maximize the serve of top player Milos Raonic. But team captain says there is no known surface that can slow down the high-flying Spaniards. And Canada's Olympic and Paralympic athletes packed the Senate chamber today to receive Diamond Jubilee medals from Prime Minister Harper. The Prime Minister signaled out the achievements of gold medalist Rosie McLennan and the entire women's soccer team. The medals mark the 60th anniversary of the Queen's accession to the throne. 91X weather. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 8. Thursday, increasing cloudiness and a high of 19. Thursday night, mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 14. Friday, cloudy with 40% chance of showers and a high of 19. At 4:10, it's 15 degrees. I'm Kristen Oschlegel, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm.